I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's been a pretty intense few days for U.S.-China relations. You could say President-elect Donald Trump started it all on Friday when he spoke directly with the president of Taiwan. That conversation breached nearly 40 years of carefully crafted U.S. policy toward China, which considers Taiwan a part of its territory. China protested the call, then Trump went further. He took to Twitter yesterday, challenging China on hot-button issues like the value of its currency and its territorial claims in the South China Sea. So today, China sent Trump a clear message, a front-page editorial in the People's Daily, the official mouthpiece of the ruling Communist Party. It warned Trump he was risking a confrontation with China. Kaiser Guo is a China analyst. So first of all, Kaiser, just sift through the details regarding this phone call between Trump and Taiwan's president. Was it spontaneous or had it been months in the works, as some people have suggested? And who called whom?
Well, we really don't know yet. The Washington Post is reporting that it was months in the work, but we still don't know how well Trump himself really understood the complexities of the whole arrangement that we had with Beijing and with Taipei. We don't know who, if any, of Trump's advisors actually pushed him to take the call. It does seem to have been initiated from the Taiwan side, from Tsai Ing-wen.
Mm. Well, Trump's advisor, John Bolton, and his chief of staff both kind of suggested that he knew what was going on. So let's say this had been months in the works. That would suggest some larger scheme by Trump and his transition team to recalibrate U.S.-China relations. What do you think is that larger scheme?
So it's hard to say what his endgame really is. I mean, he clearly wants to shake things up a bit. I wonder, though, I mean, even if I think that there's a good case to be made that the U.S. maybe ought to move away from the strategic ambiguity, which has been the basis for it, to drop the whole elaborate fiction, maybe recognize Taiwan formally as an independent state. I mean, there's a case to be made to do that, but this wasn't the right way to go about it. Even if that is your position, this a president-elect making policy with, you know, he's taking an action with clear foreign policy ramifications. And I think it would be really deeply disingenuous to hide behind this claim that he's just a private citizen here until Inauguration Day. He's usurped the prerogative of a sitting president. He's really bypassed the mechanisms that we have in place for the conduct of American foreign policy.
So, Kaiser, how do you think China is viewing Mr. Trump? Are they thinking he's a loose cannon and they'll have to allow for some individuality when he becomes president? Or will they take him at face value and act, meet power with power?
They really don't know what to make of him. That's the problem. I think the preference among Chinese elites was actually for a Hillary Clinton victory, even though they regarded her as a real hawkish liberal interventionist. Because they at least knew what she was about. She was the devil they knew. They don't know what to make of Trump. And I think there's a mad scramble going on in Beijing to try to make sense of this, to try to figure out who is actually, you know, who has his ear on China-related issues. They get a lot of really mixed messages from him. Is he going to be relatively isolationist and take a posture similar to what he's taken toward Vladimir Putin and Russian moves in Eastern Europe? Or is he going to be much more hawkish, as now appears to be the case?
So if there is some kind of confrontation with China, what do you think that would look like?
My God, I mean, it's unthinkable, but
are we talking kind of at a basic level trade war or cyber war?
I mean, it could begin with something like that. I think, China, I mean, trade is somewhere – it's already something that Trump seems to be itching for anyway, and something that China is better prepared to fight certainly than, say, a cyber war or a conventional war. That, I mean, God forbid. I don't think that anyone is really thinking in that direction right now. But there are other things far short of actual war that could happen between them. I mean, there's an awful lot of trade happening between Taiwan and the mainland right now. In many ways, Taiwan is entirely dependent on its commerce with China. And if that were put into some sort of jeopardy, it's not the U.S.-China trade war that would be so worrisome as if China were to take unilateral action against trade happening with Taipei.
China analyst Kaiser Guo, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Marco.